Queendom, welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Charity.
And I'm your co-host, Emily.
We are hitting episode 48 this week, getting so close to that 1 year. We're so, so excited. As always, we have a packed big show for you all. A lot of new groups to review that we've never reviewed. They're not going to be new to you guys. They're new to us. We're going to get into Newest. Very excited to talk about them. Day 6, P1 Harmony. Ace has a new single out with Gray. Taeyong released a song on SoundCloud. We have results in from Kingdom. We'll talk about the performances. Emily has the news for you, as always. Also a fun quiz, per usual. Our songs of the week. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing well tonight. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm always excited when we talk about new groups because you know we're going to talk about biases. It's just kind of fun to be introduced to a new group and have that excitement of what's their sound, what's their vibe, who catches your eye. So I think tonight's episode is going to be really fun. And these groups all bring something different to the table. So we have a variety of music to talk about, which is always nice. Welcome to the Queendom. Welcome to our loyal listeners. Thank you for tuning in this week. If this is your first time listening to the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, welcome. We're happy to have you. Please give us a follow on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens, all one word. Twitter, Instagram, give us a follow, slide into our DMs. We're here to build a community. We love K-pop. It's why we talk about it every week. And we want to build the Queendom, a royal community of K-pop lovers. So please don't hesitate to say hi. We love making friends with all of our amazing listeners. And we're so grateful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Every week, a lot of times we have disagreements. Sometimes I love a song and Charity hates it. Sometimes Charity loves a look and I think it's the worst thing ever. Things come up in conversation and it usually leads to poll questions on our Twitter. So that's another reason to follow us on social media. We ask your opinion. We need your help to break this debate between the two of us sometimes. So I want to kind of get into some poll results from last week. One of these where we had a differing opinion was Stacy. Young group Stacy released a new mini album and the single was called ASAP. I loved it. And Charity, it was not her vibe. We went to Twitter. We went to the Twitter polls. And Charity, I'm sorry to say, the Queendom's on my side with this one. 75%.
Wow.
75% love it. 25% not into it. So Queendom's with me. It's a bop. Stacy, ASAP. Yeah. Queendom knows what's up. We also reviewed The 8 last week. The 8 had a new single, The 8 from 17, for those of you who aren't familiar. And the week before, his bandmate Hoshi released a single. So it was kind of natural to compare them. And we were curious which one you preferred. Really similar landslide results, Charity. Hoshi won with 75% of the vote.
Nice.
And The 8 got 25%. So yeah, that wasn't super surprising to me because what Hoshi did was so out of the box and just such a different thing. But, you know, both were great. So thank you, Queendom. Thank you for letting us know your opinion. I agree with everything you voted on. I won one, which is rare. So thank you for validating my opinions on Stacy ASAP. If you want to vote in future polls, please give us a follow, NYC K-Pop Queens. Speaking of the Queendom, we see where you're listening from every week. We're super, super, super excited to keep building this community and to have such amazing listeners from around the world. This statistic blows our mind, and we don't talk about it that often, but we have listeners in 131 countries.
It's amazing. Ugh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So people in 131 countries have tuned in to the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. The power of K-pop, Charity.
Right?
The power of K-pop. This is a genre that's not going anywhere, that has so much staying power and amazing fans. So thank you all so much again for listening. Some quick shout outs. Pittsburgh, PA, my hometown, huge shout out. We see you listening. Las Vegas, Nevada, Washington, DC, Brantford, Ontario, Santiago, Chile, Hanoi, Vietnam. Thank you so, so much for listening every week. We love you guys and we appreciate you tuning in. If you'd like a personal shout out, slide into those DMs, everyone. Every once in a while, we'll say, Charity from New York City, what's up? So don't be shy. Let us know who you are, where you're listening from. We'd love to get to know you better. I know who I want to get to know better. Newest. Let's get into this, Charity. So Newest debuted in 2012. This is not a new group. They debuted in 2012 under Pletus. So they've been around for a while. That's like 9 years, actually. So
crazy.
Yeah, we've got some veterans. And the lineup has changed a little bit. One of the members left and was in 101 and then came back. There's been some stuff like that, but they're still together and going strong. New album. It's called the second album, Romanticize. The single and music video, Inside Out. Charity's been dying to talk about this one, you guys. So I'm going to give you the floor, Charity. What are your thoughts? Talk about Inside Out with us.
They can romanticize me any day.
I am obsessed with them. I love them so much. I cannot believe that I have been into my K-pop journey for how many years now, and I have not discovered them until now. It's embarrassing, to say the least. The chorus was so catchy. It had such a pulsing beat to it. The dancing, oh my God, they all are gorgeous. They kind of remind me, they have a similar vibe to Monsta X, in my opinion, and we all know how much I love Monsta X.
Okay, I can see that, yeah.
Well, they're just very masculine and more sexy side of them than some of the other groups that we've reviewed. Okay. So at least for this comeback, I mean, I've obviously delved into other videos. I went in a major, major rabbit hole of theirs when discovering them this week. Yeah, so they definitely are my vibe. I am super into it. I really, really liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what did you think? Are you on the same bandwagon or not so much?
No, I like them. I think Inside Out is a really infectious pop song.
Mm-hmm.
Catchy, good beat. I'll say this isn't earth-shattering. You know, there's nothing super different. But you don't have to be earth-shattering. You don't have to give us something totally different every time if it's well executed. And I think what they do well. Mm-hmm. Is what I would say. So I liked it. I thought the music video was cool, very dramatic. I like the choreography. Like there's a groove mm-hmm. to this song and they seem really comfortable in it. So it's just kind of that thing of watching a group that's been around for a long time. They know who they are, what they're good at, and, you know, keep giving great content. That's what mm-hmm. this felt like to me. Like, yeah, okay. Like if you're a fan, if you're a love, that's the name of their fandom. I think you'd be happy with this comeback. Like it feels really, really well done. The only thing I would say, the only little nitpicky thing, I wish the dancers weren't there. In the choreography moments of the music video, I don't need background dancers. Just because you're five members, five is enough.
It's like, plenty for me.
It's plenty. We don't need 15. We don't need 20 with all these dancers in the background. I've noticed the trend of a lot of K-pop groups doing that. It doesn't add a lot. And to me, it takes away from the choreography and the movement and motion. If you're going to use dancers, it better be really impactful. And mm-hmm. I understand it when you're touring to a certain degree. But even then, I would rather have it just be the group. That's why you're a group. So you can do all these cool formations and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Solo acts, yes, I understand the dancers. But K-pop groups, I'm begging you, can we like lay off having 20 background dancers when you already have like 8 members? I don't need it.
Yeah.
This group has 5. Again, just a nitpicky thing, but I noticed it enough to be like, what are these people doing in the background? Get them out of here. Get them out of here. But I liked it. I liked the song. I liked the music video. I'm happy to kind of be introduced to them. I know who they are and I know they're nominated for vocal group quite a bit mm-hmm. with award shows. So it was familiar, but it was really nice to be like, okay, let's dive in. Let's get into this group. With that said, let's talk about the album. Because they gave us a full album, which you know we love. So Inside Out, that's one of my favorites. What were your favorites? Or is Inside Out one of your album picks? Tell me your album picks.
Yeah, Inside Out is definitely one of my album picks. My other favorite songs, I really liked Black. It had like a synthy kind of groove to it. The chorus is really catchy to me. I loved Don't Want to Go. It was such a strong ballad. And Baco's voice on it, oh my goodness, just melted me. Which leads me into my last favorite, Need It. It was Baco's solo on the album.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It reminded me a little bit of The Weeknd's Earned It. It had a very similar kind of beat and vibe to it. You know that song from 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely got those kind of vibes from it, and I really liked it.
Interesting.
Yes.
That song to me reminded me of a Taemin song, but I didn't hear The Weeknd, but I felt Taemin. I think he has a high voice sometimes, like Taemin.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like him, but his voice reminds me of Taemin at points. I think he has a great voice.
See, to me, his voice reminds me a little bit of Shownu.
I could see that. I could see that. That kind of mid-range.
Yeah. They have the same kind of tone. Not the same voice, but it's a very similar tone. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. But he definitely doesn't, like, it sits there in that comfortable range of Taemin and Shownu. And he, yeah, I can totally see that. I liked that solo. I thought that was nice. And I love that they all got to do solos. Yeah. That's always a win. It's kind of nice to hear just one person's voice and feel out who they are as a solo artist, what they would want to do. I liked that song.
I thought it was cool because this was our first time hearing them. So it was nice to have each one separately by themselves.
Yeah.
Some groups have done that. Either one person will do a solo or maybe rarely all of them get a solo. But I liked that. It definitely helped me be able to distinguish their voices more when I was listening to the other songs.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they have great voices. I think this group has really nice vocals.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite songs, my album picks, Inside Out, love it. Drive. I think Drive's a great song. The guitar notes at the beginning and then the build of that song. And I believe that was a Japanese single. And then the Korean versions on the album. I thought Baco and Ren specifically kill the chorus. They sound so nice on that song. I liked Earphone. I think it's a really nice ballad. And he doesn't oversing. It's like this pretty chill, relaxing song that kind of gave me a country vibe. And I think that's really interesting that we've heard that recently in K-pop. There's a lot of crossover happening that's very subtle, but especially in these like mid-tempo, slower songs, you can hear it and it's interesting. It's pretty cool. So those would be my picks for the album. But it was a good album. This wasn't difficult to listen to. Yeah. I mean, I definitely understand their popularity and it is weird that they're maybe not more popular. We haven't heard a lot about them.
Like I said, I went down the rabbit hole and I added probably like 8 of their old songs to my infamous playlist. And I was like, how have I been living without them all this time? I'm so shocked. But
yeah,
also very happy now.
Well, Pletus like isn't a super tiny label, right?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. They've got that Hybe big hit money now. So future is bright for Newest. Let's talk about our biases. I knew who your bias was the second the video started. I knew right away. I'm like, look at this guy in this 90s leather vest with no shirt. There's Charity's bias, who's rocking that like Gerardo look from Rico Suave.
Mind you, I loved Gerardo.
Well, he was rocking the look. He was rocking the look. I was like, I knew within a second. Baco is your bias, no question.
Right. As soon as he came on screen, I was like, I literally gasped. I was like, hello. Oh, I did. I'm not even kidding you. I was by myself watching it and I was like, and I paused. I was like, okay, I need to know immediately who this is. Yeah.
That's your bias for sure. But you know what? I'm not sure who your wrecker is. I'm really good at guessing biases. But for the wrecker, I don't know. Part of me is thinking it could be Aaron or Ren, but I'm not positive. You have to tell me.
JR.
Is it JR?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really liked his voice and I liked his swag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
I'm going to be overconfident. I think I know who your bias is.
I think you may get this one. It was pretty obvious. To me, it was pretty like immediately like, oh yeah, that guy.
Minhyun.
Yes.
Yes. Yay, look at me. I knew it.
Yeah. No, 1,000,000%. I love him. I think he's so handsome. I like his voice and I like his vibe. He's a confident kind of center.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely my vibe.
Look at me, I guessed it again.
Right? Two in a row, 2 weeks in a row, guys. Watch out.
Well, last week I took a break. I was too afraid to ruin my streak. So
you're right. Apologies. You're right. Yeah, you're like, I don't know. Oh, do you know who my wrecker is?
I guessed JR, but I don't think that's it. Oh, yes.
No, you're right. Oh, yeah.
Look at
me. 1,000,000%.
Yes. I got them both. 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000,000%. Like, and I like watching their interviews and stuff. You know, I always pick and then I watch interviews and sometimes it changes. I knew Minhyun was my bias. And then JR really caught my eye in the video. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really cool. But then when I watch interviews, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is my wrecker. I'm good. But they're an interesting group.
Yeah.
They have a lot to offer. I like them. I genuinely like them. And I think this is a good album.
Yeah. I really liked it a lot. It's always so exciting when we find a new group and are really into the music and can go then find the old music and it's new to us. It's just very exciting to me.
Oh, yeah. And that's what the best part about K-pop is. You always have a new group debuting, an older group that you didn't listen to a lot. There's always content to listen to. And sometimes it's hard to sift through it and really figure out who you'd want to listen to.
Yeah.
I think your comparison of them being like Monsta X is spot on. I think that's visually, the visuals in the music video, the choreography, and the sound is really similar. Queendom, if you like Monsta X, give Newest a listen.
Yeah. I promise you'll like them too. I stand
Charity's
by that.
Out here giving guarantees. So if she's wrong, that's when you slide into those DMs, get on Twitter and Instagram and let us know.
And I'll tell you, no, I'm not wrong. Anyways.
Miss Congeniality over here. way to build the community, Charity. We welcome and value your opinion. Please let us know your thoughts on Newest. Let's play a clip of the song so they can get a peek of what this group's about. This is Inside Out by Newest.
So catchy. Love it.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Congratulations to them. Like, great album. I really, really like it. And I want to say really quickly too, sending good thoughts, good vibes to your dude, Baco. His grandmother died. So he's out the next couple days of promotions.
So sad.
But he'll be back on Friday. So he's missing a show tomorrow. We record this on Wednesday night. So Thursday he's missing a show. Then he will be back at work on Friday. A short break. But yeah, sending some good vibes his way. And then Minhyun was cast in a new fantasy romance drama, a K-drama called Return. So I will be watching that. He's done some acting before and I love K-dramas. So that's kind of cool. A little bit of news spliced in with us talking about them. I wanted to mention that before we moved on. Queendom, send some good thoughts Baco's way.
Yeah.
It's always tough. All right, moving on from a group that was new to us but has been around for a while to another group that's been around for a while but we haven't talked about on the podcast. This is Day 6 that I'm talking about. So Day 6 debuted in 2015 under JYP. So they're on the same label as Stray Kids, ITZY, the former label of GOT7. I'm familiar with Day 6 because I liked a few of their older songs, but we've never talked about them on the podcast and they haven't had a comeback since we started this. So the new mini album is called The Book of Us, Negentropy, Chaos Swallowed Up in Love. Woohoo. That's a title.
Right?
These K-pop titles sometimes, it's really intense. Yes. Yes. I feel like in the West, our album titles will be like, If I was a pop star, my album title would be like Emily, right? Or like E25, or just like stuff like that. Like yeah, there's very simple. And with K-pop, they're always like a novel, like it's a thesis. Really, yes. I'm sitting here reading it. I'm like, did I say that word right? Oh my goodness. Anyways, this is the end of what they call their book series. Mm-hmm. So kind of the end of the series for day six. The single and music video is called You Make Me. Charity, let's talk about this group. What did you think?
I like that they're a band. I haven't seen too much of that in my K-pop journey thus far. So I thought that was really cool. The video was interesting. I got invested quickly with the love story. I do like that. So in the video, it starts off, he's like clutching his side and he's bleeding, but you never know what happened to him. It's never
explained. Did he get stabbed? Did he get shot? What is this?
And he doesn't want his girlfriend to know. So at one point they're like driving around, having a good time. He still, you know, hasn't told her that he's like bleeding to death. And then you think he's like going to die in the car. And she gets very dramatic and like he acts like he's dying. And then the song is like, oh, just kidding. He's fine. So weird. But it was funny.
But I didn't. No, I agree with you though. I didn't understand because at first I was like, well, this doesn't make sense. He's going to get in a convertible and drive away with her. Right. And then I felt like at the gas station, there was this scene where like he pulled up to show her this like bandaged wound. Mm-hmm. And she starts laughing and kind of like, oh, you fooled me with him. So I'm like, was this a prank? What is happening?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I love the concept that they did with this music video. I was a little bit.
They tried.
They did.
For effort. It was different. It was a story. I've seen like collabs do that where the storyline follows external actors, not like the group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It was fine.
What do you think of the song? Yeah. Let's talk about the song.
Like. I mean, I didn't dislike it. It was different. I wasn't like blown away. There were a couple other songs on the album that I did like. To me, not the whole album, but a few songs jumped out to me as, this is not insulting because I like easy listening music, but to me it was like, this is easy listening K-pop. Easy listening, I don't know if it translates in other countries, but it's more of like very mellow, like late at night or in the elevator, kind of at a doctor's office kind of music. Like nothing that's going to offend anyone or be too much.
It's a different sound.
Yeah.
I kind of would say, first, I want to say like, yeah, I agree with you on the music video. It was a little bit weird. I like that they were playing their instruments on the beach at sunset. Like that was very beautiful. You got some great shots of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think a band is great. This is K-pop. Every K-pop group isn't singing, dancing, choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider this like pop rock. So it falls into that. Yeah. I didn't love the song. I will say it's different and it has such a different melody structure that it's a little bit jarring for an outside listener to listen to it. I was a little bit kind of lost as I was listening to it and going, okay, where's the chorus? What's happening here? It took a few listens for me to really absorb it. It reminded me kind of a mix of like yacht rock and Christian rock.
Okay, totally. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a really strong kind of Christian rock vibe from this group. So yeah, it's hard to kind of place them in categories. This is very different with what we normally review. I loved their song, Congratulations. Like, I think that's just such a banger. It's an amazing song. So I think I came in expecting that. And this was a little bit of a different sound. Like you, I like a couple of the other songs on the album a lot more than You Make Me.
Mm-hmm.
What were your picks?
I really liked the song Only. To me, it had more of like an 80s ballad sound, and I love a good 80s ballad. And then I also liked Above the Clouds, but to me, that felt like it should be an OST. It had a very like soaring,
a million percent. Music. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, and that was one, I believe that's the song that Jay wrote about a friend who was sick and passed away. And you can feel the emotion and kind of feel that it should be a soundtrack song. It felt very cinematic.
Yes.
I like that song. Yeah. And I'm with you. I liked Only. It's very, to me, 80s yacht rock, like that easy listening, slower song with a little Yeah. Little Spice mixed in. The chorus, very easy listening, kind of floating above the clouds type of song. And I also actually liked Healer. It reminded me of ABBA. There's a little bit of a disco beat in that song that I was like, okay, I see you. I can vibe with this. I liked that song too. I think this is just a very different sound, a different vibe. And I'm not sure if it's my thing. Again, I like a few Day 6 songs. I love The Rose, and they're a K-pop group that's a band, and I think they're phenomenal. This is just a different sound to me, Day 6, and I don't know if I would actively seek it out. Same. But, you know, they have a lot of loyal fans. I'm wondering what their future is, though, because they released this album. JYP does a press release the same day saying they will not be promoting it because the leader, he enlisted last month. And it's like, I understand that because they're a band, but at the same point, like, the other members could still promote it. They can still go on shows and do things. So it feels a little weird. And when they had their last comeback last year, they also didn't promote it because two of the members took time off for anxiety. So I feel like I'm wondering when their contract is up because this feels to me very much like I don't think this group is going to stay just doing group activities for a long time.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. This just didn't feel to me. I don't know how to put it into words, but I'm kind of like, okay, I can't put it into words. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's like they're doing their obligation to fulfill their contract.
Yes.
With this. It has so many albums or whatever they have to do. And that's pretty much it.
Oh my God. Yes. That's exactly what I wanted to say. This is why we're partners. That's exactly it. No, but that's it. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Like, it felt like they were going through the motions on this album. This doesn't feel like a really passionate, we love doing this and we're going to do it forever type of project. This felt like, let's release another album to get out of our contract.
Yep.
That's what this felt like to me too. So not my favorite thing. No shade to them and no shade to their fans. I understand why they have a really big fan base because, again, like I said, I like some of their previous stuff. It's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
Not my vibe.
Something for everyone though.
Something for everyone. Yeah. Before we get into bias talk, speaking of something for everyone, why don't we play a clip now so the Queendom can hear what we're talking about. This is called You Make Me by Day 6.
Dislike it. Just not gonna run to add it to my playlist, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah. And I think, like, you can hear in that clip, it's just a little bit of a different sound than what we're used to and kind of than what usually draws me in. But again, that doesn't mean it's bad at all. It's just personal opinion. Yeah, I'm not gonna rush to listen to this again, but I will continue to listen to Congratulations. And support the guys. We know they're on JYP and issues arise sometimes. So who knows what's really going on behind the scenes with Day 6. But happy we got a chance to talk about them. And since we've never talked about them, we have to talk about biases. Charity, who's your bias in Day 6? I can't guess this one. I'm going to just put that out there. I'm just going to put that out there because normally, like, I can guess normally, but usually it's because they're giving off a sexy vibe. You know, you're watching them strut around, so you kind of get the feel of who they are.
Yeah.
In this group, they were playing instruments and it's a little bit harder in a band. So I'm at a loss.
I liked Young K. He's the bassist.
Yes.
I liked him. And I liked the leader, Sungjin. I really liked their voices.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's not like a strong bias. I like both of them, but I'm leaning more toward Young K. What about you?
Young K is my wrecker. Okay. Like, I like him. There's two that kind of, I was like, okay. I think he's my wrecker. You know, he's a Sagittarius king, and that always wins me over. Sagittarius guys, please. There aren't enough of them, Charity. Kang Daniel and Young K are representing. And then my bias is Jay. And the reason Jay is my bias is I'm really familiar with him on social media. Mm-hmm. He gets in trouble quite a bit for being honest. And I think it's kind of his American background. He went to Cal State Long Beach. Like I think it's hard for him to play the game and not communicate openly. Yeah. So he does, and then he gets in trouble and always has to apologize. There was a famous incident on Twitch about a month ago where he made a joke that was deemed inappropriate, and he's no longer a Twitch streamer. So the rebel side of him is definitely my bias. I like Jay. I think he's got a cool vibe. You know what's funny? We pick the same wrecker so much.
A lot. We really do.
We have opposite taste, but when it comes to like, okay, who's your second favorite? There's something in us that we both just recognize, like objectively, like this person's good looking or this person's the cool one. Or there's something that we both see in the same people all the time when we have to pick our second favorite. But then the bias is always completely different. It's really funny. And it happens more often than not, I feel like.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same wreckers.
Yeah.
Or
that's exciting.
It'll be flip-flopped. Like your bias will be my wrecker.
And my wrecker is your bias. Yeah. Yep.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting stuff, you guys. Which again, there's so many reasons why Charity and I are best friends, why everything works. We're such a yin and yang, but every once in a while, there's that thing that holds us together of like, yes, we agree on this 1,000,000%. I'll never forget Golden Child. I think that was the only time in our life we had the same bias. Anyways, that's why it works. It's the yin and yang. We have different opinions, but there's things that hold us together. I'm wondering if we're ever going to get that Golden Child moment again.
I know. I know.
Every once in a while, there's one guy that just, you can't deny it. Yeah, no matter how different your tastes are, that's the one.
Yeah.
So far today, we haven't gotten there, but we have another new group that we're going to talk about after our favorite segment. Queendom, you know what it is. Charity, it's
quiz time.
Well, this isn't our Grammy Award winning performance week. We've been on a real downslide. I think we just, you know what I think it is? I think we're in our head and we hesitate too much. We just need to spit it out and get it out. Yeah. Spit it out. Get it out. We've got to just get it out. We've just got to get it out and stop being in our heads. You know, the pressure's so high for us with this theme song. Ugh. Sorry, Queendom. We're struggling.
And we're hesitating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had an amazing week a couple weeks ago and then it just went downhill.
And, you know, all of the fellow musicians, artists, and performers out there will relate. Once you have that amazing show, the next couple are usually downers.
Yeah.
So hopefully next week we'll be back. We're going to try. Maybe we'll get in the studio with a new producer and see if we can like figure this out.
Yeah.
We're going to work hard because quiz time theme song, we know
it's important.
Is the most important part of the podcast. So, all right, guys, we know there's going to be another podcast, you know, reviewing our theme song.
And
this week's not going to be a good week. No. It'll be one of those weeks with pauses and interesting.
Wow. I'm sure I agree with what they did there, but, you know, they tried.
It's not my vibe. Okay, I digress. Sorry, everyone. Every week we take a quiz, a BuzzFeed quiz. And this week the BuzzFeed quiz is about day six. It's time to find out which day six member you're most like. Mm. Please play along with us. We post this on Twitter and we also have it posted in the description of the very podcast you're listening to right now. So go ahead and look at the description, click on the link, play along with us, go to Twitter, let us know who you got. It's always fun. Charity, are you ready to find out which day six member you're most like?
I am so ready.
Okay. You're going out. What do you drink? Water, hot chocolate, alcohol, coffee, juice, or tea?
I'm going to have some alcohol. That's what I'm going to have.
Yeah. I mean, they don't specify what you're going out for, but if I say we're going out tonight, we're going out. We're going out means like yeah, we're going out. I'm having some booze. Give me this some alcohol.
Yeah. Like, we're both so adamant about that. Like, well, what else would we drink? We're going out. We're going to have booze.
No shade to anyone who doesn't drink. We love you all.
Yes, we love all of you. Okay. Pick an activity. Playing video games. Hanging out with friends. Sleeping. Seeing a movie. Playing an instrument. Or drawing.
I'm going to go see a movie. I miss seeing movies.
I'm going to say hanging out with friends while I drink that alcohol.
Yep. Yep. I'm just going to a movie, drinking booze by myself. It's been a dark period. Okay, I digress. Your friend invited you to their cycling class, spin class charity. Are you going? Okay. I already know the answer to this, but as long as they buy me food afterward, after I finish my game, yes, I love working out. I don't like working out. Absolutely not. Or I'll decide like 5 minutes before.
Yes, I love working out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I'm in between that one and I'll decide like 5 minutes before because I also don't like committing to things. I know. So I'm like in the middle. I'd be like, well, I'll let you know the night before. I'm not that much of a jerk that I wait till 5 minutes before, but like putting something like a spin class on my calendar, it's just like, oh, now I have to deal with that. So I think for that reason, I'm going to put I'll decide 5 minutes before. But I would definitely go. Charity and I both love spin. It's mm-hmm. been so difficult during the pandemic to not be able to do it. Ugh, I love spin. So I would go, but time. I'm going to decide like 5 minutes before.
The next question, Emily. Can you dance? So I feel like it's insulting for me to even breathe this question to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Hell no. I can bust out a whip or two, but nothing more. Hell yeah. I kill it on the dance floor. I can do some basic dance moves. Back in the day, I was elected king of dance. Or queen.
Yep.
People say I can, but I don't think so. What's dance?
As Charity alluded to, it's kind of an insulting question. If you know me, I win many dance battles. And you all think I'm joking. I'm not. I start dance battles with people. Are they willing participants? Most of the time, no. But I do it. and usually I win. So.
It's a sight to see. I have to tell you guys, it is a sight.
It is.
I enjoy it.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I do it for my friends. I do it for the crowd. So I'm going to say, hell yeah, I kill it on the dance floor.
I would have to say I agree with you. I'm a pretty good dancer myself, so if I do say so. So do I do dance battles? No.
No.
But I do. No. I do like to be supportive during Emily's dance battles.
Oh, so, for sure.
Yeah.
No, no, she's not standing against the wall. We're dancing.
No. Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe your style? Comfy, chic, sweats and a hoodie, cute, formal, preppy.
Again, these days we're just going for comfy.
I know, me too. Like, comfy sounds more like a little better than sweats and a hoodie, know, right? But legit, that's what I have on at the very moment we're recording this. So I'm actually going to say sweats and a hoodie for, you know, to be accurate.
Okay. How many friends do you have, Emily? 4 to 6 close ones. 1 best friend. We're basically siblings. 3 close friends. You could say I'm friends with everyone. 2, the only people who could put up with me, or none.
This reminds me of when BTS did the Noisy interview, and they had to go without, like, I don't know, their phone or friends. And Jin's like, my phone, because I don't have any friends. For some reason, I was going to say that. But I'll say 3 close friends.
Yeah, I would say, probably 3. The ones I, like, tell everything to, obviously, you're one of those.
Duh. And our queendom. So yes. If that was an option, I'd say 1 million friends.
Right.
Okay. What do you look for most in a friend? Spontaneity, loyalty, honesty, kindness, compassion, or generosity?
I would say kindness.
I will say loyalty.
What's your biggest fear? Heights? Losing a loved one? I don't get scared. being alone, spiders, being talked poorly about.
Losing a loved one.
Yeah, same. That's definitely my biggest fear. Ooh.
Who'd you get?
I am most like Jay. Well, this is not true, but anyway. You're the biggest jokester like Jay. You're a sensitive person with a very big heart, but you like to cover it up with your humor. You love food and are really active. Well, that last part's true.
What?
That's okay, like a combination of you and I.
Yeah, that first part's me. Right? So it's time to switch because I got one of your biases. I got Sungjin. You show your love in a different way, like Sungjin. Your leadership skills are amazing and you love to joke around. I mean, yeah, I like to joke around, but the rest of it's you.
Yeah, it is.
Switch them. Right? These not accurate.
Oh.
Let us know who you got and if yours was accurate because right? Ours are accurate for each other. So.
So funny. So opposite.
But thank you, BuzzFeed, for providing this lovely quiz. Everyone, make sure you follow us, NYC K-Pop Queens. On Twitter, we post the quiz. Let us know your results under the post. That was fun. Thank you, Day 6. We're going to move on now to something that's, in my eyes, the complete opposite. You know, Day 6 has this different vibe. This is a young group, part of the rookie class of last year, P1 Harmony. They debuted in October of 2020 under FNC Entertainment. That's the same label as SF9. So this was like their first comeback. This is kind of, it reminds me of what we talked about last week with Stacey. You know, they're a young group. They had a lot of buzz at the end of the year last year. Now they're coming full force. Mini album called Disharmony Breakout. And the single is called Scared. Charity, let's talk about it.
It had interesting instrumental. I would have to say it was a lot of layers. It was a really cool hip hop sound. It was very aggressive for my taste. The vocalists are a lot softer and more melodic to me, and the rappers are really aggressive. And I love a good rapper, but I think it just a little too intense for my taste. But I really like them. They're very talented. They have a lot of energy. Their dancing's phenomenal. Even the rappers, they're amazing rappers. It's just not, you know, my kind of taste, but they're so, so talented. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a little hard for you. It's aggressive.
Yeah. There is one song that I loved on the album, and I'm pretty sure you can guess which one it is, and we'll get into that later.
But, yeah.
But no, they were really, really talented. Like, just because it's not my taste doesn't mean I can't acknowledge how amazing they are, because I was impressed.
This is everything to me. I loved it, loved it, loved it. The title's called Scared, and I legit was scared. Like, these are wild boys. Yeah. They're intense. They are intense. And, like, I loved the super aggressive, almost criminal vibe of this music video. Mm-hmm. When they pulled those ski masks down, I was like, wow, this is scary. And then, like, the whole set was burning. I was, wow. They're intense, and they come off to me so much older. To think that they're the same age as a lot of these other groups we've talked about, Cravity, Treasure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're between like 16 and 20 years old. I was shocked. I love them, and I love this vibe. Like, I'm a hip hop head, and I really like really aggressive.
I knew you would love them. I knew it.
Gritty. Yeah. I like the aggressive, gritty rap. This is like my bread and butter, and I was so into them. There's something with them. You know, we just talked about the last album that it felt like they were fulfilling an obligation. This group, to me, the album, the music video, the first single, they're hungry. You can feel it. This group's coming for you in a way very different, obviously, musically, but in a way that Stray Kids did when they kind of really started attacking. It reminds me of that. This group's so hungry, and you can feel it. Exciting. I was excited and hyped when I was watching this. And at first I was like, what is this? That feeling of like, I don't know. And then by 20 seconds in, I was like, I am here for this. They just named the fandom today. So the fandom is Peace. So I'm a piece, peace, peace, peace. There's no peace in this group. They
are coming
for you. I was going to say,
that's an interesting fandom name for this group. It's the opposite of what they are.
It's like P1 ECE, and you just, but you pronounce it as peace. Yeah, no, they're, they are coming for you. But what I also was really, really impressed by, a lot of groups will have an aggressive concept that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I don't want to name names, but we reviewed a group a couple months ago that we both were like, like, I see what they're trying to do, but I don't buy it. Totally bought what they're doing. I believe this is kind of who they are and it's in their wheelhouse. But like you mentioned, there's talent behind this.
Yeah.
Those rappers are really good. And the vocals, oh my goodness. Honestly, there's one part where Theo sounds like Bacon and I died. I was like,
so Bacon. Yeah. Yeah.
We have Bacon level vocals in this group. Mm. The world is in trouble with P1 Harmony. I'm so into this. Let's talk about the album. Let's talk about the mini album. I am going to guess your favorite song is If You Call Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an R&B ballad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
That I loved it. I immediately added it to my playlist. I really liked it. It had such a groove to it. Their vocals were amazing. That's definitely more my speed, but I think it was cool that they're showcasing. They can be these really intense, crazy boys, but they can also give me a little smooth groove as well. And I really appreciate that. And I really like
it. For sure. For sure. I mean, it's nice to have a song that really does showcase the vocals because this group has vocals. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, like Kehoe and Theo, they can sing. They're good. I was like shocked. I like If You Call Me. I think it's a nice R&B ballad. Great vocals. Mm-hmm. My favorites are Scared. Obviously, I'm obsessed with that song. And Pyramid. Pyramid's another really cocky, bold, aggressive hip-hop swag. Like, when I was listening to it, I just kept thinking, like, this is a King song. It's like that victory song that gives you instant confidence. I'm at top of the pyramid. Okay. You are. I see you. Agreed. Like, I'm just blown away because we've talked about what a strong rookie class 2020 was for boy groups.
Yeah.
And you already have Enhypen, who has a new release coming out, you know, next week. We'll talk about them. Treasure, Cravity, and then you've got P1 Harmony. And I'm like, oh, K-pop is in such good hands moving forward. There's a lot of really great content coming out of these young groups, which makes me so happy, so excited. Yeah. I like this whole thing. I'm into it. I'm into it. Okay, time to talk Bias Chat, Bias Wrecker. Who stood out? Who were you like, I like his vibe? Some of these guys are under 18, so we won't go there in that way. We're just saying who stood out to us.
To me, hands down, the two that stood out to me the most are Kehoe and Theo. I really liked the vocalists. I thought they were really strong. I really liked Theo's pink hair. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
It stood out to me immediately. But I just really liked their voices. And I normally am drawn to rappers, but these vocalists were really, really good.
So good. Just like we talk about how there's different styles of K-pop, there's different styles of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're drawn to would be a more chill, a different rapper than what I would necessarily be drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick like anyone over Drake, honestly. I'm not drawn to him. Like, that's not my vibe. I'm going to go aggressive. I'm going to go DMX and be like, yeah. It's just, what's your vibe, you know? There's so many different things in music, and that's what makes it so cool. Every genre has all different things to offer people. But I can definitely see that. I could see where this would not be Charity's vibe. So Kehoe, he's my wrecker, and he reminds me a lot of Mingy from ATEEZ.
Mm-hmm.
They have a similar look. He's the leader. He's super confident. I think he's great. But my bias was like immediate, and I don't think it'll surprise you. It's one of the rappers, really aggressive. Intak, love.
Oh, nice.
He starts the song and he just comes at you, and I was like, wow, who is this? Huge fan, huge fan. I love finding a new group you really vibe with, and I'm happy tonight that we both did. Charity loves Newest. I love P1 Harmony. It's cool to see what they do next and be excited for the next comeback because now we're legit stands of these groups. I love that. So exciting. You mentioned the instrumentals with Scared. It's like that weird, almost chime kind of bell thing that they layered into the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so weird. Legitimately, it scared me. I'm like, this is so weird.
It was intense.
What is
this? Like in a really cool way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's that moment of like, oh, what is happening? Right? And then, okay, I kind of like this. Let's play a clip for the Queendom so they can decide if it's like, ooh, or kind of cool. This is Scared from P1 Harmony.
Yeah, don't listen to their feedback. Come on, it's a one day, so no way. Make the hunter mallow, we know where to go. Got nobody, my come up, go, so you're bopping it. Do this way, don't cut up and then got not, not, can up, not, got it, set up, get it, so made it, and it didn't got it, got it, not the one that got on the way. I know I'm in God, I don't wear that you go from all the God, huh? And then I ping the number, tell me so.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a little crazy in a good way.
It's intense. Yeah. That's for sure. I definitely was a little scared listening to it. I was like, okay, well.
I love that it's called Scared.
They knew. They're like, we're going to scare you.
Well, and I think the whole message of it is kind of sometimes you have to attack those issues and break through them. It has a positive message with mm-hmm. the lyrics. The sound is really menacing and intense. So
that's
I'm all about
menacing.
It.
Menacing. That's a perfect word. Yes.
It's menacing. The chime beat thing is really menacing. And you're like, ooh, oof. And I love that it's called Scared. And I love that the album's called Disharmony Breakout. They're not in harmony. It's disharmony. It's time to break out. I'm so here for these boys. Cannot wait to see what P1 Harmony does next. Love, love, love this mini album. Congratulations to them. I still cannot believe they're so young.
I know. I was blown away by that. I thought for sure they would be in their mid-20s when I looked them up.
Oh, for sure. Well, what's funny is the interviews, if you guys watch interviews with them, they're so sweet. This isn't the image that they portray off screen. Like, they're very sweet, likable, kind of gentle young men. And then you see them in this music video and listen to the music and it's like, oh, wow, these are the same people. But again, I buy it. I buy it. This didn't seem like people that were good actors. I really bought that they were doing all of that stuff in the music video. It was really well done. So congratulations to P1 Harmony. Really nice first comeback. Let's move on to another group that I've been really high on since we kind of started the podcast. They were my pick for a breakout group of this year. We're talking about Ace. Ace has a new song called Down. It's with Gray, the American Gray, not the Korean Gray. There's a lot of artists named Gray, so we want to specify it's not the Korean Gray, who I personally love. I was like, oh my goodness, Gray's on this track. It's a different Gray, equally talented and amazing. The song is called Down. It's an English song, a little bit of a different thing. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really catchy. It got stuck in my head very quickly, and it seemed very Western to me.
Yeah.
They're trying to market to that. At least that's how I took it.
For sure. Their pronunciation is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked by that. Their pronunciation is really, really good, to the point that when I first listened, I thought, did Gray add a singer on this track too? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was them because they sounded really, I mean, props to them for their English pronunciation. It sounds like an American song.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I love this vibe for them. Ace are some of the strongest vocalists in all of K-pop. If you don't believe me, please go watch their cover of Youngblood. Phenomenal. Like, they can sing. These are amazing singers. And I think a lot of their music previously hasn't showcased that enough. I love this vibe for them. I think it's really catchy. It's cute. I kind of liked the whole cell phone thing and playing around with your friends. I thought that was a really smart concept for this song. And Ace continues to do what we talked about previously with them when they did that amazing remix of Favorite Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something different. They're not kind of like sticking to a concept or sticking to what worked before. They're throwing out different stuff and showing we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. I like it. I like it. I just want more vocals from them because I think like in a song like this, it showcases them really well.
It was a really fun song.
Yeah, it's cute. And like you said, it sticks in your head. It has that kind of Western formula that sticks in your head. The repetition, it's very catchy. And just that beat, like it's really a great poppy song. I love Ace and I love June from Ace, I think is like one of the best looking idols out right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a superstar. That dude's a superstar. Yeah, I like the song. I like the video. For me, it's another winner from Ace.
No, no, I liked it too.
Right. It's just good. It's just like a nice, happy song. Sometimes I like menacing chaos. But other times you just want that like happy song when you're when you're making dinner.
Yeah. Hey, time to go make some pasta. Let's put on Scared. That's definitely some cooking music there.
What's sad is that's what I do. Like, that's my life. That's what's sad. I could see where certain songs fit a vibe of someone's life in a good way. I'm like, this is a good song to listen to at night before you go to bed. No, crazy Emily over here listens to like Scared with like a smile on my face, just like la la la.
Oh goodness.
But I do like fun poppy songs. Songs like this are just great for any occasion, but I'm sure normals would do it while they're making pasta in their kitchen. So cheers to that. Let's play a clip. Let's get this stuck in everyone else's head because of every song that we've talked about this week, this is the melody that continuously is in my head.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it for all of you, Queendom. This is Down by Ace featuring Gray.
Thought I was doing fine, till you went across my mind, across my mind. I never felt this way inside, don't know why, can't seem to let you go. Catch feelings, something about you got me stuck and I'm sinking. Let me your hand, girl, come and save me, cause I'm falling down, down, all the way down now. Let's get away and spend a weekend. Let's take a flight, put you back past the ceiling. Some rage is showing that you relax as long as you're down, down.
Queendom, is it now stuck in your head too?
If it's not, it will be. Give it a couple hours. You're going to be walking around, be like, da 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 da.
You're just welcome so in advance.
Yeah. Blame us. It's so infectious. Good on them. They're one of the rare groups you don't know where you're going to get from song to song. Forget album concept. Song to song, they're doing something completely different. So excited to see what's next for the guys from Ace. And I hope WOW comes back soon. It was a little bit weird watching the music video with just four of them.
Yeah.
I hate so much that in K-pop, there's all these groups missing members. It just feels so like incomplete for the fandoms. It's hope he gets back soon because he's a huge asset in that group. So sending good thoughts his way. Moving on to another single that came out this week that we wanted to talk about briefly. Taeyong. You all know Taeyong if you're part of the Queendom. We're big NCT fans. Taeyong's been releasing solo stuff on his SoundCloud, and it's all so drastically different. It's really interesting. But this week, Taeyong released a song called Blue. Charity, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this. What did you think?
And I've said this before, so I'll sound like a broken record when I talk about him. He has such emotion when he sings. You can just feel what he's going through when he wrote it, while he's performing it, like it just hit you right in your chest. Like it just, you just feel it. I really liked how intense the chorus got. Like the rest of the song was a little more, not subdued. I don't know the word I'm looking for. Just not
it's
as
like
intense.
A little softer. It was a little softer than it built, than it like really built. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's so talented.
I loved the opening. That opening with that really soft, it's okay now. That gave me chills, and I knew we were in for it. I was like, oof, Taeyang, do not make me cry.
Right.
When you start a song that way, here we go. We're talking about some deep stuff. It's going to get deep. Really cool. So well done. His vocals are so good. I wish he got the opportunity to sing more with NCT, because Taeyang can really sing. He has that in him. He's a great vocalist. And then, yeah, the song kind of morphed into more of like a sing rap, you know, Drake, Post Malone type of thing. I loved it. I thought this was fantastic. And I think, there's a lot to unpack. There's a lot going on here in this song. And I'm thankful that Taeyang is sharing something so vulnerable with us. You know, he doesn't really spell things out, but I think if, you know, we all probably have our own interpretation of what the song's about. And in this case, I'm not going to share my speculation on what it's about and what's going on. A lot of times we do. We talk about the specifics of, I think this song's about this, or this is how it makes me feel. There's something very personal in this song that just makes me feel like he's telling us, and however we interpret it is our interpretation. And I love the freedom of leaving it there.
Yeah.
Taeyang's opening up about a lot, if only we listen, right? So just want to send him a lot of love and support. We support you no matter what. We love you no matter what. So
we love you, Taeyang.
Like that beginning, it's okay. It's okay now. Like, it's okay.
I know.
It's okay.
I just want to hug him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's gone through a lot of stuff and still is, and is still going through it. So sending a lot of good vibes his way. And thank you for sharing this beautiful song. This song is so beautiful. It really is. And as an artist, to put stuff out that's really vulnerable, I think, I can't remember the lyrics and I don't have them in front of me, but there was something where he mentioned like it's embarrassing to share this, or something about it being embarrassing. That's so scary. Just to talk to your friends about stuff, you know, can feel embarrassing and scary. And he just shared a really personal slice of his life with us. God, kudos to you. And in doing that, you give other people the courage to do that.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. So lots of love to Taeyang. He's like Ace. You don't know what you're going to get. He'll put out like a chaotic club banger, and then he'll put out a song like Blue.
I know.
You don't know what you're going to get. And I think it's just so cool that he's doing this, that he's putting out his own music and kind of telling his story to us through music. Awesome stuff. It's on SoundCloud. So you guys check it out on SoundCloud. Go get SoundCloud. The title is Blue by Taeyang. It's a good song. Highly recommend. Let's move on to Kingdom. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Kingdom, we talked about last week. We had three performances to talk about, and then we had the next three, and we have the rankings for them and all of the performances from the last round now that we can dissect, because last week we still hadn't seen a tease, Stray Kids, or SF9. Now we have them all. The results are in, and we're moving on to the next episode. So we want to really quickly talk about last week's episode. Okay, Charity. The three performances that we didn't break down were a tease, Stray Kids, SF9. What did you think?
Oh my goodness. A tease brought it. They clearly were trying to redeem themselves from the previous week or the previous performance. And clearly they got the memo about the budget. Clearly.
We have to talk about that. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion. I'm a little heated. There's a whole thing.
Yeah. First off, I like that it starts off with the guy in the black suit walking through. You still don't see his face. You know, the one that always makes appearances in all their videos. I was like, oh, he's here. What's going to happen?
Yep.
Then I love that they're on the pirate ship. They're so intense. They're dancing. Jungho at the end when he hit his insane notes. Oh my goodness. Whew.
Insane.
Insane.
Insane. Like, oh. Yeah. Jungho, like, I agree with you. I think we knew this. We talked about it. A tease is going to come hard the next round. And sure enough, they did. To me, this is kind of the epitome of who they are and what they do best. I just love that song. Every time they perform Wonderland, so I think Wonderland's their best live performance song. It's so intense. The choreography is cool. It just encompasses who they are. The pirate ship was perfect. I felt like I was almost watching a musical. It was so theatrical.
Yes,
and there was so much of a storyline going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a tease does really well. They bring the drama. And this worked. This was a wonderful performance by them. Yeah, I thought it was great. It was really fun to watch. And when it was over, I was just saying, wow. Oh my goodness.
Right?
Amazing. They brought it. They killed it. Love a tease. And, you know, again, this was a reminder of like, yeah, this is why this group's talked about the way they are. This is why there's been so many comparisons to Stray Kids, fourth generation, who's the best. A tease has a lot of talent. They bring a lot to the table. So it was great to see them show that in this type of performance. What did you think about Stray Kids?
I love them. Oh my goodness. When you think you can see a different kind of take on God's Menu, they're like, no. Don't you worry. We have many, many different versions we can pull out of our sleeves. Right. I really liked, not only were they doing an amazing performance, but the symbolism in the performance. So
yeah,
the black figures that were in the beginning controlling them, I don't know what that represented. It almost looked like they were kind of in an insane asylum. That's kind of how I took it. They were wearing like straitjackets is again, my interpretation.
Interesting. Okay.
So I took it as they're like in an insane asylum. And I don't know if it's like the demons are the ones controlling them. But there's one part when they're dancing where they're controlling the black figures. And I was like, now they're on top. Like they have taken back control over whatever these demons are. That was my interpretation. But to give us something that we can read into and have symbolism, and it doesn't just like, oh, this is a storyline and this is what you follow. It just was so Stray Kids.
I took it as like they were under a spell, right? Like they were being hypnotized and under control, because you had at the beginning, the one dancer took out like a pendulum that he was swinging in front of Han, I believe. So it felt to me that they were under control. And then you had the puppet masters above them.
Yeah, the puppet masters. Yeah.
Like they were being controlled. And then by the end, they broke through that and they were the ones controlling their own narrative, which I think is an amazing metaphor for their careers and kind of who they are as artists. Yeah. I thought the choreography was really cool. I loved the part where Bang Chan was standing above and below him, one of the dancers was hanging upside down doing, you know, controlling his movements. I thought it, like you said, it was just so smart and interesting and giving us this whole thing. I loved watching Felix walk with that bell.
Right?
It was so like, ooh, intense. And again, yeah. How many times can we hear God's Menu? They do a different thing every time. They had a little bit of Mira in there. And I love the line in Mira when Felix says, my head hurts. Like it's such a oof. And he kept saying that, hitting that bell. I loved it. I love that they hit the bell 8 times. Stray Kids is 8. Let's not forget.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. Let's not forget. Stray Kids is 8. We all know. I just thought that it was an amazing performance. It was really, really good. And it's just the build of it too was really impressive. So by the end, they're going so hard. I loved it. I love what Stray Kids did. Another one that we have to talk about. So you have the two big acts, Tease and Stray Kids, and then you have SF9. I genuinely really, really liked SF9. I thought that was a cool song. I thought it was a great performance. And if we want to talk budgets, you know, we mentioned weeks ago that there was a lot of controversy because for these performances, the groups were told they had $4,000. Then 3 of the groups were told, never mind, unlimited budget. And the other 3 weren't. That is insanely unfair. And it's very clear watching this round what happened.
Yeah.
A tease, Stray Kids and the Boys, unlimited budget. SF9, Icon, and BTOB had $4,000 for the whole thing. So Ed, that's frustrating when they're not on the same playing field from the start. That's not fair.
Yeah.
I just want to say that really clearly. Like, I love Stray Kids, love a tease. Like, it's not fair. What happened last week wasn't fair. And I feel like SF9 deserved better. I really liked that performance.
I immediately went after I watched it to find it on Spotify and add it to my playlist because I liked it so much.
See, and that's a big deal. We know Charity's playlist. Like, I did too. I did too. Yeah. I was watching it and I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then it comes out that they get last place. And watching the interview with the member saying how hurt and disappointed he was that no one voted for them.
So sad.
I know. Screw all of you. Screw all of you. Like SF9 deserved votes. That's so freaking rude. There's a couple other groups there that were. Let's get into it. If you had to rank that round 1 through 6, the way it was ranked, just to catch everybody up, a tease was number 1, Stray Kids 2, The Boys 3, BTOB 4, Icon 5, SF9 6. And this is half of the rankings. These are the rankings from the experts and then the groups voting themselves. So this is without fan votes and YouTube views. Charity, how would you rank these groups?
I agree with the first three. ATEEZ number one, Stray Kids number two, The Boys third, Icon fourth, SF9 fifth, and BTOB again is at my bottom.
Okay.
I'm sorry, BTOB every week should be at the bottom. They do not compare. I'm just being honest. I'm not impressed. I don't think they should beat the other groups. SF9, their vocals are strong. Their performance is strong. They're dancing. BTOB, I'm sorry. How are they even considered to be fourth? How? Did anyone else watch that? Was that the only one? I'm like, ugh.
I agree with you on that. There's no justification. The first week, I could see BTOB. They gave vocals. They gave something different. This, to me, there's no justification how they're above Icon and SF9. I think that's really screwed up.
It's insane.
Okay, so my rankings are a little bit different. I agree with you, number one, ATEEZ. I will say there's an asterisk by that because I found them and Stray Kids so close that I'd be fine if Stray Kids were also number one. And I think there's a really valid argument for Stray Kids to be above ATEEZ. Yeah. But I think for ATEEZ, that's what they do best. And they executed it and nailed it, killed it. They deserve the win 1,000,000%. So ATEEZ one, Stray Kids two. I'm putting Icon as three. When I went back and rewatched it again, I loved that Icon performance. I just love the music. I think their songs were great. SF9 for me is four. The Boys are five and BTOB is six. So I agree with you. The middle is a little different, but our tops and bottoms are the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I think like that was kind of lost in some of the performances, a lot of backtracks. A lot of backtracks and dancing and effects and all of this stuff. I liked that a few of, you know, the groups without the budget, we could hear their vocals. So that's what I want more of. We get that you can put on a show, but for the next round, I would love to see ATEEZ, Stray Kids, The Boys do something a little more scaled back. Like show us that you can sing and show us that you can perform and connect with the audience without the theatrics. Obviously, ATEEZ showed us. Trust me, everyone, no shade. We know that all these groups can sing. ATEEZ did show us. We had the most amazing notes from them. But you kind of know what I mean. Like, we've seen the theatrics. Show us something else. Let's get some vulnerability in here. Another side of those groups would be really cool. And next week, the new episode, they have to sing other group songs. Ooh. So ATEEZ is doing Icon. So those two groups will sing each other's. Stray Kids and BTOB. And then The Boys and SF9. So you're going to see like BTOB do a Stray Kids song, which I think would be really interesting.
I cannot wait to see Stray Kids rappers show BTOB how to rap. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. I think maybe then I'll like a BTOB song when I see Stray Kids do it.
I don't know. I don't think that's fair. I think we have to preface that and say Charity's style of rap because we just had a whole conversation about like the hardest hip hop of this week that it was too aggressive for you.
But I admitted that they had talent.
Okay.
I said maybe it wasn't something I'm going to listen to, but I did agree that they have a lot of talent. I don't see the draw of BTOB.
But what if I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What if they're not, that's not their thing? Because the group that we talked about, the first group we talked about today, Newest, they're not rappers. They have like one person that raps. They're not really heavy rappers. They're much more a vocal group. So
then don't have a rapper in your group. You know, I think the rapper is the weakest link for them. And I love rappers, but I just have not been impressed by him.
You're not connecting with him. I get it.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. And I love rap, like especially the rap line. Those are my favorites. But yeah, that's a miss for me with that group. Sorry, buddy.
We will see what they do. We'll see what they do next week with Stray Kids. I think it'll be interesting. ATEEZ and Icon, naturally, I love that pairing. I like both those groups, and I think they both have a lot of good songs. I believe the group gets to pick what song they want to do. So that's kind of cool that you get to look at the whole catalog and be like, we can do this one really well. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. I think it'll be really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I love this show because you're getting different stuff. And for me, mm-hmm. I'm getting exposed a lot more to groups I didn't listen to as much previously. But I just want to say, like, justice for SF9. They deserved a lot better last week. And I hope that they get the respect they deserve if they do a good performance this week. I was heated about that. I was like, why are you kidding me? None of you voted for SF Died.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
And I don't like the way that they share the results. Like, it's so mean to film them being like, and with 0 points, SF9. And then like interviewing them. It's mean. Yeah, exactly. F off. Like,
I don't get how you give BTOB points and you don't give SF9 points. I will never understand this.
Yeah, Charity needs to be in the room there because she will flip out.
Right? I will, because I'm like, to me, I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to keep crapping all over BTOB.
No, I get it. They're not Charity's vibe.
Oh.
So obviously we'll be talking about this next week. We love Kingdom. A lot of entertainment. Anything that gets you like emotionally fired up, I think is good TV. And it's good TV. Yeah. And that's like the best of reality TV is when you're upset about results. So we're doing, MNET's doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the news. Busy week in K-pop, per usual. Okay, we've got to get the bad news done with. We talked about it last week, but now it's confirmed that Taemin is enlisting. He's enlisting May 31st. So Taemin's going pretty soon. You know, Baekhyun goes May 6th, Taemin's following on the 31st. He did an emotional V-Live talking about it.
Wanted to go hug him.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see Taemin cry. I was having a good day and I turned that on and was like, oh no, Taemin.
Oh, poor thing. Well,
the good news is he'll only be gone for a year and a half. He gets to do active duty, unlike Baekhyun, who has to do civil service because of his thyroid condition. Taemin's doing active duty and he'll be in the Music Corps. So nice. That's cool. He gets to, still do what he loves, but obviously that's going to be tough. And he's going to do a Beyond Live concert before he goes. And we're going to get new Taemin material in May. So,
so happy.
You guys, May is going to be insane with these comebacks. Oh my God. Whew. Speaking of May comebacks, BTS, May 21st. Get freaking ready. I'm so excited for what they're going to put out. And huge news this week, BTS partnered with McDonald's for a celebrity meal. McDonald's has been doing this thing for a couple years where they do a celebrity meal like once a year. So it started with Travis Scott and it would be like what he would, his kind of dream meal at McDonald's. So BTS, they're the partner this year, very smart McDonald's. Their meal, Charity, is chicken nuggets, fries, a fountain drink, and then the sauces are sauces from Korea. So what you would get at a Korean McDonald's will now be available worldwide. It's a sweet chili or Cajun sauce developed in Korea. Ooh. So that's kind of cool.
I'm down.
Right. It'll be available in 50 countries starting May 26th. So same week as that comeback. Very smart. Will you be ordering this? Will you be getting it?
I'm going to try it.
Yes. I don't eat meat, but I'll order it. Give the chicken nuggets to someone else. I love McDonald's French fries and I haven't had them in a very long time. So
I want to try that sweet chili sauce.
Me too. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I'm going to dip the fries in sweet chili. We asked the Queendom, you know, this is huge news. So we ran a poll on our Twitter. Queendom, will you be getting the BTS McDonald's meal? 71% said they'll be eating it. 12% said no. And then unfortunately for 17% of our Queendom, it's not available where they live. This is available in 50 countries. So apologies to you guys that you can't enjoy this with us. That's always upsetting when something's just not available where you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. So that stinks. But the other big news with this is I think they're going to have photo cards. That's been the rumor. So BTS,
like, Happy Meal?
You're going to get like a photo card with BTS. And you don't know who you're getting. Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Oh my God. Sign me up.
Yeah. Because what happened was today on Twitter, McDonald's Canada, you know, was promoting it and someone said, we need photo cards with this or will there be photo cards? And they responded, we hear you besties with like a face and then immediately deleted it. So the speculation is there could be photo cards, which would be, if they do that, McDonald's doesn't know what they're in for. This is going to be bad.
I have no idea.
They're going to sell out at like 9 a.m. every day.
Yeah. It's true. I don't think they're prepared. I don't think they are.
I don't either.
There's going to be a line outside of McDonald's everywhere you go. And people will be like, what's happening at McDonald's? They won't have any idea.
BTS photo cards.
Any idea?
Right? Oh my goodness. Yeah. So again, I will be partaking. I'm just not going to eat those nuggets. I'll give them to someone. But yeah. And this is a massive deal. I mean, this is a monster brand doing a partnership with BTS. It just further solidifies they're the biggest group in the world. So yeah. How freaking cool is that? They also have a new ad with Cloud Beer, which I thought was really interesting. It's kind of another reminder, they're grown. These are young men who drink beer. The ad's really attractive too. So I love that. And I saw something today that there's a shortage now of Cloud Beer. So
of course there is.
The BTS effect, people don't underestimate it. Sticking with BTS, more news. There's rumors that BTS may enlist together at the end of 2022. You know, they were able to push back Jin's enlistment to 2022. So the rumors are that they would go together for a year and a half.
I mean, honestly, I'm okay with that.
Same. I think that's the way to do it. Yeah. I think that's the way to do it. I think all these groups should do that. Just disappear for a year and a half and come back instead of the staggering without the group being seven again for, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Why not all just go at the same time? They've put out so much amazing content. I think they should. I was kind of excited to see that. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Do it.
And then imagine like when they come back.
Oh my God.
And it's not like that long if they all pass the health test, which I don't know if Yoongi will with his shoulder.
No, because he had surgery now. His shoulder's fixed. So he would.
I wasn't sure of how the surgery affected his arm. Like if it made it like 100% or if there's going to be like an issue with, I don't know how strict the military is. Yeah. But you know, a year and a half, 2 years, whatever. If they can all just peace out for a little bit.
We could all handle it. I think ARMY could handle it because then you're not having that constant rotation of members leaving and things just dwindling or being different. I could go a year and a half. I mean, think about it. This is episode 48. We've been doing this podcast for almost a year.
Yeah.
We'd have another half year left and BTS would be back. We could do it, Charity. I feel like if Charity and I can do it, ARMY, we're in this together. If that happens, it's a rumor. It was an analyst prediction. We shall see. But I don't think that would be the worst thing because I think their tour can happen at the end of this year. It can happen in the United States this summer. I just don't know if they're going to do it. But they'll at least get a massive world tour in before the end of 2022. We will keep you updated. What else? Bacon. My man Bacon. He has another million seller with Bambi. So that's amazing. He, like with his last album, he broke that record for Korean solo artist, million seller, that had been 19 years. It was a record for 19 years. Bacon broke it. He broke it again within a few months. It hasn't even been a year. So Bacon's such a huge superstar. We're going to miss him. 2 years without Bacon, that's going to hurt. I don't know if I can handle it.
Right, I know.
But he keeps giving us content. He's releasing Bambi remixes on Friday. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure all of you guys are too. Rosé from Blackpink, she's a new global ambassador for the Tiffany brand. So her campaigns are going to be starting soon. Those ladies do so much high fashion. You know, they're perfect models for all of this stuff. Yeah. I think that's a great partnership. That's really, really cool. Congratulations to her. A lot of comebacks, a lot of exciting stuff coming. Twice has a June comeback. Get ready. I can't wait to see something else from Twice. I love them. 2PM announced a comeback, more of kind of retro. Yeah, 2PM is doing a comeback. I know. If anyone out there is watching Vincenzo, one of the members from 2PM is an actor on Vincenzo. He's one of the main characters and he's so freaking good. This will be really exciting. I wasn't into 2PM when they were at their heyday because I wasn't into K-pop yet. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to kind of see this and see him doing it. It's going to be so cool. Mm-hmm. More comebacks. There's an artist, and I forgive me, everyone, I'm going to butcher this name, but it's like Aeon. He was featured on RM's solo on Mono, that song Bad Bye. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
He was the vocalist.
Oh,
so he has an album coming out. I believe it's within the week, and RM's going to be featured on his first single.
Aww,
yeah, that's really cool. It's really cool. I love that guy's voice. So.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. King Daniel, we loved his album. We both picked different song of the weeks from him last week. And he's already racked up a couple of show wins for Antidote. So congratulations to him. If you haven't listened to that album, Charity and I both thought it was really, really good. So show King Daniel some love. Shataro from NCT started an Instagram charity.
Love it.
I love it. It's so exciting when they get on Instagram because you get like a feel of their personalities. I love the daily slice of life. I love how some of them post multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. And then there's idols who post like once a year.
Yeah.
I'm that idol. I'll post story stuff that's like random, but I don't post a lot of Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Which side of the coin? Yeah. You're on the same side.
Yeah. I maybe post every few months. You know, maybe I'll do like 3 posts in a year. I don't do a ton. I definitely do more stories than I do posts.
That's the way I am.
Even my stories are rare, but yeah.
Yeah, I post probably, yeah, a couple times a year on like Instagram posts these days. But then I'll post stories every once in a while. And a lot of memes and crap like that, like in the stories. I'm not super active poster, but it's always fun to see what these guys are like, these guys and gals. There's so many different personalities in K-pop, and it's nice that they get the opportunity to show theirs through an app like Instagram. Shatara's already posting some good content, so follow him if you're not. There's a new Marvel movie coming out called Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings. And this is going to be a massive deal. It's an Asian superstar Marvel movie. So it's really exciting. It's highly anticipated. It comes out in September, but the first little trailer was released this week. And Jackson Wang is singing in the trailer. So he's on the soundtrack. Gosh. Yeah. So that's massive. That's a really...
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I'm so proud.
Big, big deal. So congratulations to Jackson on that. That's amazing. That's all for news this week. I'm sure there's stuff we missed, but you all know the K-pop world moves extremely fast. So please grant us some grace if we miss anything that's happening. And let us know your thoughts on what we reviewed and what you like and don't like. We'll be posting polls on our Twitter. Please give us a follow and give us your opinions. Let's talk about Song of the Week, Charity. I have a feeling I know yours, but I'm not sure if you'll guess mine. What's your Song of the Week?
My song of the week is Need It, which is the solo that Baekho did for Newest. I loved it so much. Oh my goodness.
I can see that. And it's a great song. It's a great song. Everyone check that out. Really good song.
I think your song of the week is Scared.
No, it's not.
No?
No.
I am wrong again.
My song of the week, because it's just what song stuck in my head so much. What song is playing in the background of everything I'm working on all week. It was Down by Ace.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's Down by Ace. Scared, I love, but it wasn't playing 24/7 this week.
Okay,
I played Down more. And, you know, this is a recommendation for everyone, what I think the Queendom's gonna dig. And Scared is a very specific song.
Yeah.
Very specific. If you're ready to get in a fight, if you need to hype yourself up before it, that's the song. 1,000,000%. Like, get hyped. Yeah. But just like for our daily activities, my song of the week is Down by Ace McRae. And we always have a playlist. Every song we talked about today will be included in the playlist, K-pop and non-K-pop related. A link to that playlist is in the description of the very podcast you're listening to right now. It's a Spotify playlist. We do this every week. So those songs, of course, are on the playlist. Give them a listen. Next week, the boys have been hyping. The comeback is here, you guys. I'm really anticipating this one. A trailer came out today that I thought was really interesting. Charity, it's going to be a good week. We'll have a lot to talk about per usual. But until then, hopefully we left you with enough content. New episodes drop every Thursday. If you're not following us, give us a follow. And again, please slide into our DMs. We want to be friends. We're nice. Let's be friends. Let's talk K-pop. Thank you so much for listening, welcoming us into your lives. We don't take you for granted. We don't take this wonderful genre for granted and that we're able to connect with people around the world because of it. So we're just feeling extremely grateful and hope you all had a wonderful week and hope you have an amazing weekend. Have fun and be safe. Be kind to people. Let's just be kind of those positive lights in the world where we can. Until then, we will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, Queendom. Love you. Bye.
Bye.